The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Rosh Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
We begin Be'ezer Hashem, Perek Chavis, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. The first two blat of this perek deals with the malacha of schita. Schita is a malacha d'iraisa, a tolda, a subcategory of the malacha of dash, of threshing. Dash, threshing, was the malacha that was done in the Mishkan, where it was the removal of the outer layer of the wheat, the husk, removing that to extract the kernel, which was the desired part of the wheat. So too, schita, which is squeezing the juice, extracting it out from its covering, which is the fruit itself. In the Mishnah, we have a machloikis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. If mashke comes out by itself, mashke hayoytze, from a fruit, is that aser midrabbanan to drink that mashke, to drink the juice that comes out by itself from a fruit? And the Gemara in Kuf Mem Gimel Amid Beis explains that there are really three categories of fruits. The highest category is zeisim vanovim, olives and grapes. And over there, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Chachamim that all mashke that comes out, any juice that would ooze out from zeisim vanovim, would be also to drink on Shabbos. Next, the last category is shar peiros, other fruits, which the Gemara explains later is fruits that no one really squeezes for its juice. For example, melons or cantaloupe, watermelon, nobody squeezes it for its juice. And over there, the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda that even if juice was squeezed out of them, if it oozed out of them, it would be permissible to drink. And the Machlokes only hinges on the middle case, which the Gemara describes as tusim v'rimonim, berries and pomegranates, where Rashi explains there are some people who squeeze it for his juice. And therefore the Chachamim say the Rabbanu were geyser, they said if the juice does ooze out by itself, it's also drink on Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda said it depends if they were brought into the house for drinking purposes, to juice them, then indeed it will be usher if they come out by itself, for concern that if the person is unable to drink the juice that came out, he may then go squeeze the rest of the bag of fruits that he has. However, if they are brought in to eat just as fruits and not for its juice, then there will be no isser in drinking the juice of that fruit, tusim imayim, that come out. In order to understand the basis of the difference between zeisim vanovim, olives and grapes, and the second category of tusim rimonim, the third category of shar peiros, other fruits, and the basis really of the malach of schita, we have to go to a gemara a little bit later on Kuf Mem Hei Amid Aleph on the bottom, where we have a statement of Rav. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav, Devar Teire, Min HaTeire, Eino Yechayv El Al Drisas Zeisim Anovim Bilvad. Min HaTeire, the only thing that is usher in terms of the malach of schita is that of squeezing zeisim vanovim. As we explained, that's the highest category where everyone agrees that it will be usher midrabbanan if it oozes out by itself the juice. And here the Gemara says that for one to squeeze it out would be usher midraisa only by zeisim vanovim. Why is this? So Rashi on Kuf Mem Hei Amid Aleph says as follows: Kloimar usra teira malacha. The teira forbade a malacha. Udrisis zeisim anovim hu dava malacha, pressing olives or grapes, that's considered a malacha. Avol shar drichos, but other pressing of other fruits, lav or chay ba'achi, that's not the derech, that's not the normal way, v'la malacha ninu, and therefore it's not considered a malacha. Rashi needs explanation. But before we explain Rashi, we have a different lashon from the one with the other Rishonim, and that of the Ran. The Ran writes, and Dvar Teira, Einei Chayv El Adris, and Zeisim Anom Bovad, Min HaTeira, one is only over the Malacha, one is only liable for transgressing a Malacha of Shabbos, of Schita, for squeezing Zeisim or Anovim. Says the Ran, Einei Chayv El Adris, and Zeisim Anom Bovad, Avol Shar Peris, but other fruits, Hayoytze Mehen, whatever comes out of them, Lechoshiv Mashke, Lehischayv Alov, is not considered Mashke, is not considered a juice, to be liable for squeezing that. There's a machlokes achrayim whether the Ran and Rashi are in a disagreement. The Iglei Tal in Meleches Dosh Ois Tezayim says that Rashi and the Ran Lodover Echin Eskavnu. They're really saying one and the same. Rashi says that any other fruits that you squeeze is lav or chaya b'hochi. It's not the derech to do that, and thus does not have the din of a mashke. That's why it's not considered a mashke. It's not considered a juice because it's not the derech to squeeze juice from shar peiris. And that's exactly what the Ran means. The Ran says shar peiris is not considered a mashke. It's not considered juice as far as the malacha of schita is concerned. So the Iglei Tal understands Rashi and the Ran are really saying the same, and they're their same opinion. However, the Primi Gadim in the Eishel Avram Simin Shinchof Sivkon Aleph says that Rashi and the Ran are indeed disagreeing with one another. Rashi learns that in order to be chayv in HaTorah, it has to be the derech to squeeze these fruits. However, the Ran puts in a different condition. The Ran has a Tanai condition that it has to be what is squeezed out, the juice that is squeezed out has to be one of the Zayin Mashke, which are Machshir for Tumah. One of the seven different liquids, the acronym of Yad Shoch Adam, in order to be constitute the status of a Mashke L'inyan Schita, as far as Schita on Shabbos is concerned, similarly to the Din of Tumah, in order to be Mukshal Kabal Tumah, in order to make something susceptible to be Makabal Tumah, a fruit, or other food, it has to be touched by one of the seven mashkin. And therefore, since zeisim vanovim, what comes out of them, which is yayin or shemen, wine or oil, that is included in one of the zayin mashkin. All other fruits, whether it be oranges or grapefruits or melons, all other fruits are not considered mashke and therefore would not be an issa deraisa of schita. In order to understand this machlokes between the Ran and Rashi, in the way the Primi Gadim is explaining it, we can go to Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Beis. Over there, the Gemara says, in the name of Shmuel, Seichir Adam Eshkol Shalanovim L'Seich HaKedera. A person is allowed to squeeze a cluster of grapes into a pot, into food. Rashi explains, the Ein Zederech Prikosoi. This is not considered Prika, Mefarik is another way of saying Schita. It's not considered that one is extracting out juice from the fruit. Rather, it's considered like one is separating fruit from another food. In other words, there are various types of malachis on Shabbos. Take, for example, Bishul. Bishul takes a food which is raw, and by cooking it, one changes the status, one creates something new, we now have something that is cooked. Binyan, boina on Shabbos, one takes something, bricks, and puts them together and builds a house, one has now created a new entity. As opposed to a malacha like haitzah, no creation was done, but rather there was a transfer of the item from one rishus to another rishus. So some malachas there is more creativity involved, other malachas not. In the Shvisas HaShabbos from Rabbi Yitzchak Meltzin, he brings from a Sefer Pri Eitz Chaim that the distinguishing factor between the malacha of dosh and boirer lies in this point. Both dosh, threshing, and boira, selecting, seem to be a similar malacha. You're taking oichel from psoiles, or psoiles from oichel. Why do you need two different malachas? Explains the Sefer Eitz Pri Chaim, brought in the Shvisa Shabbos, that boira, there's no new creation of something. There's two different entities that have been mixed together, and you remove one of them, you remove the psoiles, and that constitutes the malacha. There's not a creation of something new, it's just removing the psoiles, the unwanted part of this mixture. But no new creation has been made to the food that remains in the bowl. As opposed to the malacha of dosh. Dosh, which beforehand we had a fruit, we had a grape, and we did not have wine. Beforehand we had an olive, we did not have oil. And by squeezing, by doing that malacha of dosh, of schita, you now create something new. Just as dosh, by the malacha of dosh in the with the wheat kernel, we're extracting out the kernel, sort of creates the kernel and takes it out from within its covering, its chaff, so to the Malach of Schit extracts out and creates something new. There's a new entity. Before we had only an oichel, we only had food, and now we have something new. We have mashka, we have a liquid, we have juice. Therefore, if there is no new creation being done, if what before I had was food, and I still have that, after my malacha, after my maisa, what I've done to this fruit, I still have something called food that can be constituted as oichel, as food, not as mashke, I have not accomplished the malacha of schita. Therefore, by zeisim v'anovim, which are oimel l'schita, they're really the desirable part of the zeisim v'anovim are for its juice. So there's a new creation. By squeezing them, there's a new creation of having juice, of having wine or having oil. But as Rashi said in Kuf Mem Hei Omer Aleph, which we quoted before, Avol Shah Drichos, pressing or squeezing of other fruits, Lavor Chaya Bahachi, it's not the derech to do that, and therefore Vala Malacha, it's not considered a Malacha. In other words, it's not a Malacha because what you're taking out cannot be considered a Mashke. That doesn't constitute a mashke, it doesn't constitute creating something new. You don't have a dover chadash. You don't have a creation of something new over here. You had before a fruit, you had it in a solid form, and you now have the same fruit, food, or fruit in its liquid form. For example, if one takes an apple, and one cuts a slice of apple, no one's going to say that they're over the malacha of schita. That's not schita. You have an apple, then now you have a slice of an apple. So too, since an apple is not oimed for its juice, as the Gemara is saying, only zeisim v'anovim are oimed for its juice, therefore by squeezing an apple, even though you now have the juice of the apple, that juice is not considered mashke, and therefore it's not a creation of something new. That's how we explain Rashi. The Ran will take it a step further. The Ran says in order to constitute something new, in order that you're creating something new, it has to be that you started with one thing and ended up with another thing. You started with an oichel and ended up with a mashke. Very similar to Rashi, except the Ran has this one condition that you need it to be one of the Zayin mashke. It has to be one of the seven liquids that has the status of a liquid as far as the Hilchus of Tumah, Halachas of Tumah are concerned. And that's what constitutes a mashke. So both Rashi and the Ran understand the principle is the same of schita. It has to be similar to dash. It has to be that there's a creation of something new. But the Ran has this additional tanai that it has to be one of the seven mashke. A similar way you could explain, and so the Birchas HaShabbos explains with the sheet of the Iglei Tal, that both Rashi and the Ran are saying the same thing because they're both understanding that what's needed over here to be considered the Malacha of Schita is that you're squeezing it for its juice. If you're not squeezing it for its juice, then that's not the Malacha of Schita Midairaisim. Tusim Rimeinim, as we mentioned before, which are fruits that some people do squeeze. So in today's day and age, it would be certainly apples and oranges and grapefruits. Perhaps we'll see in a later shiur if those could even be dairaisa. But the for now, we'll consider them the category of tusim rimeinim, that there are people certainly who do squeeze them for its juice, and that would be asur midrabbanan to squeeze them. And shar peiros, as we mentioned before, like melons, cantaloupe, or the like, that would have a din of shar peiros, which would be mutter to squeeze them. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Shinchof, Sif Aleph, Zeisem Aravim are also lo sachdan, and that's the Iraisa, and therefore if it comes out by itself, if the juice oozes out by itself, it would be also to drink it. Tusim Rimeinim is also mid Rabbanan to squeeze them, and in Yotzame Atzman, it would depend. If one brought them in for eating purposes, then it would be mutter to partake of that juice. But if one brought them in for its mashket, for its juice, then it will be usher. So assuming that oranges go in the category of tusim v'rimeinim, if one bought a bag of oranges and one was planning on juicing them, let's say after Shabbos, and in the middle of Shabbos something fell on them and they got crushed and some juice oozed out, one would not be allowed to eat that juice because they would have a status of tusim rimeinim, the middle category of fruits, and since they were oimed lamashke, and now they oozed out by themselves, that juice would be usher to drink. And finally, the last category, the Mechaber Paskins, the Roshar Kol HaPeiros, Mutter L'Sachtan. Other fruits are mutter to squeeze them, even for his juice. This is really a big machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos on Kuf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Rashi and Tosfos says that if one takes other fruits and decides they do want to squeeze them for its juice, it should still be aser. Based on the Gemara, that Rav Chisda says, if someone is machshiv, kiven d'achshivinu havalei mashke, if someone considers this juice as worthwhile to squeeze for its juice, then it does have the status of a mashkin, it would still be usher. However, most Rishonim, the Rif, and the Rambam, and the Rush, and many other Rishonim, paskin, that even to squeeze shar peiros for its juice, for example, a melon or cantaloupe, that would be considered mutter, and that's how the Mechaber paskins, and that's how the Bi'ur Halacha paskins as well. So this is an overview of the malacha of Shechita, and we'll see in the next two shiurim, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, other aspects of the malacha of Shechita.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.